This is TWiT.
Let's talk a little something-something about classes. Now, we promised you some solid, practical examples of how we use classes, and we're going to deliver. Josh, if you could go ahead and go back over to my computer. This right here is an example, a piece of code that Lou put together over the weekend. I was playing with the ability of C# to download things off the internet using GET. You know, so yeah. Basically, it's a web call, right?
Right.
There's a file on the internet that I want to get, which you're going to want. This yes. is this is how you do. And how do I use C# to get it, to bring it in? Now, check this out. If you take away the comments, this is what my program actually looks like. This whole, that thing,
wow.
that entire thing
it's
is my program.
It's not that long at all.
And half of it are comments.
Yeah.
Which is what we want, right? Because we want people to comment the code so we can understand what it's doing. All this is doing, if you look at this, in the use statements, it has something that we haven't seen before. Using twit.tv coding101.data.asynchronous-downloads.
What?
Okay. This was a set of classes that Lou created for me that allows me, let's see if you go over here, Josh, if you could zoom in on this. These are the individual classes that he has created. When I put that in my using statement section, mm-hmm. it means, okay, make these available for the program. Now, go ahead and back out. I want to show what one of these looks like. So let me go to the resumable downloads. This is a class. This defines a public class called resumable downloads. And then these are all the methods that go into that class.
Oh,
and
wow.
Essentially, this is the back-end code that allows the program to access the network part of the computer.
And I'm noticing this is not abstract, so you have to have all the complete code in there.
Right, so all the complete code, this is a complete code.
Yeah.
Right, but unlike, say, putting this into my main program, there's a lot of members in here that I'm probably not going to use. If I'm only using the download method,
true.
Then, you know, I don't have to use the upload method. Or maybe it means I don't have to use the you know, checksum method. But that could all be in the class. I just pick and choose what I'm going to use.
You don't have to use every single one.
I don't have to use every single one. But it's nice to know that it's there. It means that in future programs, if I use this class, I can, right?
Oh, cool.
And then I'm also including something here like the download state. So this is another public class called download state. And as you can see, there are no abstracts in here. So this is a real class. This Whoa. Is ready to be instantiated. And this allows me to check what the download state is so that I can be ready to download. Now, let's go back to my program. And Josh, I'm gonna zoom in really quickly here. As you can see, the first thing that this is going to do, and we've seen this before, it's going to instantiate a new object. And this object is going to be based off resume downloads, which we took a look at over here. So this is a class that was included with my
right.
using statements, right?
Yeah.
It's not in this program. I have it nowhere in this program. But this allows me to make a new object based on the class called resumable downloads, which I included in this synchronous downloads package.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now,
I
with
see
that,
what you did there.
Yeah. Look how neat this becomes. Now it becomes, I create the object, I create this string, which allows me to input, okay, where's the file located and what is it called?
Right.
And then I also tell it, where's it going to go? I want it to go to my computer and I want to go into a specific directory. And then the rest of this is just using the download state class to download the file according to the variables that I've set.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And now when I run this, what it will do is it will automatically go to podtrack.com, which is one of our, content distributors. And it will start a console that will start downloading
That's
the file
awesome.
To my computer. Now I can specify as many files here as I want. So this, folks, this is the start of creating your own podcast catcher.
That is so cool.
Right? So if you're tired of really bad RSS feeds or really bad podcast catchers, what Lou has just done for you is he's given you the basis, the class that you need to create your own. You don't have to code it. All you got to do is look at the comments in this class to figure out what does what. And then you're good to go.
That's brilliant.
And folks,
I love
yeah.
it.
So we're going to make this available. This will be as a zip file, all in one. So mm-hmm. if you download this this project and you run it, it will automatically start downloading one of our episodes. And then you can go through there and say, well, you know what? I want to download something from Hack 5. I want to download something from Revision 3,
you
Techzilla.
You can just change the link.
You could change the link. You could create a menu system because we already know how to do that. And you can play with the other methods that are included in the class that we didn't use in this particular program.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
Right. And see, I think when you start seeing stuff like this, this is when classes, you get, oh,
it makes sense.
That's why you do that.
That's why you would plug it in.
Yeah. So, what we'd like you to do is go ahead and download this. Try it. Make sure it works, because it will work the very first time, and then play around. And I promise you, once you realize how easy it is to use classes like this to interface with the interwebs, you'll be hooked.